Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is The Call of the Beast, Halloween erotica, written by Victoria Bliss, read by Girl on the Net. I stand on the threshold, heart beating fast, eyes open wide. Behind me, safety, warmth, mundanity. Ahead, dangers untold, imagined in minute detail. Focusing on one dark tree, I'm emboldened. It's just a tree. Tall, leafless and shivering in the breeze. But it isn't just one tree. The wood is deep and dense, thick with tension and suspense. I've seen it before, night after night in my dreams. I have stood like this a thousand times at the close of my eyes, and for a moment I wonder if I'm dreaming again. But the cold burn of wind-chapped cheeks and the numb chill in my fingers and toes tells me otherwise. I'm here, for real. Anticipation beating through my veins, wonder glazing my eyes and fear tightening my every muscle. I have come so far already, over mountains, through valleys, all the time excitement mounted in equal measure with fear. Clutching to the promises I've been given, tempted by whispers of ecstasy and excess once I complete the quest. Beckoned by the beast, I couldn't resist, the bright blue eyes burning through the dark to pierce my heart, the gentle caress of the arcane kiss igniting my desire and whetting my appetite for more. I burn, I ache, I travel. For a moment I contemplate going back. Through the promises of great reward are the threats of trial, tribulation, and horrors unknown. Can I take it? Can I endure the pain, the torture, the chase? The forest looms, dark, even darker than the moonlit night. The trees flicker and shiver, their limbs crackling. Fallen leaves rustle and everything feels like it's waiting, antsily, for me to enter. Then all hell will break loose. I know it. I hear the call of the beast once more, and though I tremble and my blood runs cold, I know I have to follow the path onwards. I can't resist. That growl, growing louder and more demanding, can't be ignored. I need to submit. Onwards I go, deeper into the woods. The path is uneven, I can't see where I'm putting my feet. I crunch and crack through what I hope are leaves and fallen twigs, but it could be the remains of those who've gone before. I'm convinced it's the latter, especially as cold fingers twist around my ankle and try to impede my movement. Or is it an old broken branch? I push on, not wanting to stop and confirm one way or the other. I have to keep going. The call of the beast is louder now, more desperate, more fearfully alluring. Onwards I go, deeper into the woods. I walk in time to the beat of my heart, quicker and quicker. I can't see past the end of my nose. I'm scraped and scratched and bashed and broken as I carry on. I don't know if I'm on the path any longer. I feel like I'm pushing through bushes. Brambles rip and tear at my skin. Scratches run hot and tingling down my back and my sides. I breathe deeply and grit my teeth. Onwards I go. Deeper into the woods. If I thought I was scared before, if I thought I'd been tortured enough, I was wrong. I can barely move. I struggle as I'm wrapped in dark, restrained by the forest. Hair pulled hard, yanking at my scalp, but I persist. Each movement forward a battle. I'm hit from all sides. Hit, yes, hit. Branches crash into my flesh, hard and thick, spindly and thin, my body striped by hot pain again and again. I can't think. I'm consumed by agony and by fear, and all I can hear is the call of the beast getting closer. Light-headed, body alive with sparking chemicals that bring elation and joy through the assault of my body, I continue. Onwards I go, deeper into the woods. The wind howls louder, wailing like a trapped ghost, chilling me to the bone. There's a crack, a hiss, and a stripe of pure sting runs across my back. Another and another rain down. I scream and yell out in anguish, each lash harder and harsher than the last, struggling to keep going. My own clothes catch on the terrors around me and restrain me until they give and rip, letting me move on a further inch, my back on fire, the whipping branches tearing through my top and my flesh and into my soul. I sob loudly and scream out louder for mercy. The wind drops, the trees quiet, and I hear the call of the beast close behind me. Onwards I go, deeper into the woods. Heavy footfalls echo around me. I can't think anymore, I just run. No more impediment but the ache of my own body and the fear in my mind. I keep going, even though I can hear the beast's panting now. Or is that my own breath rattling in my lungs? The beast taunts me with a loud roar so close my ears ring with it, and my heart skips a beat with excitement. The beast is near. The beast crashes into me, full frontal. All breath escapes me as I'm caught between the mucky, damp floor and the heat and heft of the beast. I lie still, surrendering to my fate as I hear the call of the beast starting as a gentle purr growing into a growl and escaping into a roar right by my ear. The beast grabs a fistful of my hair, yanks my head to one side and buries teeth deep into my neck. Ecstasy floods me, as promised. I writhe and whimper and moan in fearful delight. Mine, the beast growls. Yours, I reply in a gentle whisper. Onwards I go, deeper into the woods. Answering the call of the beast with my body, my soul, my all. If you liked that, you can find more of Victoria's incredible work at victoriabliss.co.uk. That's Victoria Bliss, spelled BLISSE.co.uk. And you can also find more audio porn, including a few more Halloween themed ones, at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.